We were going to start nicely, correct? We started nicely. Let's start again. Yeah, we spoke about that. Oh, let's summarize. Oh, we got up to you. We got up to you. Okay. So what we said yesterday, Tnai Shvi, this is the seventh Tnai in the Hagdomer Rishon. I don't remember where we are. You have to remember where you are, because there's lots of lists. Lists within lists. So we have seven conditions that are required that a person has in order for you to be fully watach in the person. And we said the only person you'll find, the only entity you'll find that is in Hashem. And then we said there's five hagdomers. There's five hagdomers that if you want your betochen to be sholem, then these five things need to be very clear to you. And we will be going through. Now, the first of those five is these seven conditions. The entity, focusing on the entity that you're having betochen of, he has to have these seven conditions. That's the first of the five hagdomers. The first of the five are these seven. When you get all these seven right, you can tick off number one. Again, go back to Shin Chof Hei. You look, and he says like this: Chamesh Hagdomas Hei Shema Odem Meivin Oisal Brurion. These five Hagdomas, that if a person understands them crystal clear, umamin bebemes, and he has full-fledged imun in them, as biktoine be'elohim hu sholem, then he were talking in Hashem will be sholem. This is the ultimate ideal goal. Five things you need. He calls them hagdomas. The first of those hagdomas is that the Hashem that you're having betochen in has these seven qualities. We're going through those seven qualities. Once you tick off, we just explained to me how the lists work here. Ellie gets a bit, that's what's important to keep track of where we are. In order to have the first hagdoma clear, you need to have these seven aspects, attributes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to have them clear. Okay. So we said the seventh of these conditions is it has to be clear to you that everything has its limitations, whether it's in space, time, amount, early, later. No one can change the boundaries that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was going on any particular thing. It can only be so big, so much, at this time, not later, later, not earlier. Whatever we spoke about, Gvulot, remember? But we have to go through it again, or that's clear. Everything has its limitations. There's nothing in the world that is ain't so except for Hashem. Everything here is limited. And there's nothing you can do ultimately to change that. And if you do change it, it's only because that change is already wired into the system. You're just actualizing something that was there. You're not creating anything new. And we said, person who doesn't think, we want to be, that's the taina of the Novi. Ami lo mitbonen. The taina of the Novi. Tish B'Av is all built around the taina of the Novi. Ami lo mitbonen. My nation doesn't think. The Yetzer Hara doesn't leave you time to think. Because if you think just a little bit, the truth is obvious. You don't need Muna that Hashem created the world. You don't need Muna for that to start the glass. You just think a little bit. It's not so complicated that Hashem created the world. You believe you got five fingers? No, you know you got five fingers. Why? Because you looked and you saw and you thought about it for a bit. So if a person thinks, a person doesn't think, then he thinks that all new things you see in the world were changed from what they were before, but new things in the world. Steve Jobs changed the world. No, he didn't. He just took what was there already and just Hashem used him as the whatever shliach of the sotan to do whatever he needed him to do. the causes, the causation of everything in the world is very, very weak. They have no power to change anything. Everything you're seeing happening in the world today, new inventions, new things, changes, whether they're microcosmic, macrocosmic, they were all geyser by Kodesh Baruch Hu in my sabrachis. He brings these things out from potential to actualization via these causations that you see. We see that one grain of wheat. Everyone knows what a grain of wheat looks like? Ever looked at it? It can produce 300 heads of wheat. In those days, that's the stomp of all. With all the different types of technology they use, you probably for one grain of wheat, probably get a lot more. But say 300. The kol shiboilis also lachil shloshim garinim. And every one of those heads can produce 300 grains of wheat. Nimtza garinechad haya goyrim lishavas karov lasarat alafim garinim. This one little grain of wheat produced 10,000 grains of wheat. This little grain of wheat. He produced 10,000 grains of wheat. Simple math. Why mishu mitale ma'uvda? He ain't the koich shel garin boded latzmiach kamutze. Are you ignoring the fact that it's not possible for this little single grain of wheat to produce so much wheat? God, put the grain of wheat on a microscope. There isn't 10,000 grains of wheat lurking in there that are suddenly bursting forth. This little grain of wheat is very, very incapable of producing anything really to think about. You see the same thing with all other grains of wheat and all other aspects in the world. Adam, balechaim. This big mass of fish that came out of a little egg. On their own, the shark laid an egg, and from that egg burst forth this massive sheep, this massive fish. But they don't have the power to do that. They've chalashed me to do that. You can create another human being. You can create another human being. You know how to do that. You don't even lift up your own hand. And I'm not joking. Because you don't even know how to lift up your hand. You don't know. Yeah, you do it. Why? What happened? You wanted to lift up your hand, and then Hashem lifted up your hand. From the moment you desire to lift up your head, the entire chemical electronic processes that kick off and take place and send messages to the right nerve endings to lift up your head, that split second that all happens, if you don't know how to do that. You're not a cute. A tachalashmi die to lift up your own head. It's all a Hashem. It was all wired into the system from Shiva Yemei Breishis. This little grain of wheat is impotent to produce 10,000 grains of wheat. It doesn't produce 10,000 grains of wheat. Hashem produces 10,000 grains of wheat via one grain. But the grain didn't do it. The person who invented the wheel didn't invent the wheel. Hashem put into his head the wheel. And then he went and did what he did. Well, who at small can't do that? All wired into the system before. Comes out that all a person's efforts in the acquisition of this world, to make earlier what Hashem wants later, or to delay what Hashem wants now, to make more what Hashem wants little, or to make little what Hashem wants more. Important Yesodia, we'll come back and deal with this. If his kavon is not to come via his ishtadlus to doing mitzvahs and avoidus Hashem and learning Torah, means where his ishtadlus is aimed towards these three things, your mitzvahs, avoidus Hashem, v'limud ha-Torah, Everything outside of that, hare hinoivas mitoch shtei sibot. Flows out, comes out, noveya, manifest, comes out. Shechaseira lo ha'korosh ha'boyz boch yodeya b'yadeya brud of amitis is called ma'asha osid liois. He's lacking the perspective, the recognition that Hashem knows exactly what's going to be in the future. And it was all set up from the beginning of the prayer. And there's nothing your ishtadlus can do to change that. Nothing. Hiroshima was wired into the system from day one. You didn't invent an atom bomb. You always take that next step. Get the soidas clear, then you see where you have responsibility and where you don't have responsibility. That was the question we were dealing with, remember? Do we have Bechira or don't we have Bechira? No, that wasn't here. That's in a way to say, okay, that we were doing on, sorry. That's the Monday night series, sorry. It's the same question. Where do you have Bechira, where you don't have Bechira? Perplexing question, okay. No, but that's always the question. Again, if it relates to kiyamitzes of Eretz Hashem v'limud haTorah, then you are 100% responsible. We're going to discuss that later. When you're responsible, you're not responsible. Mibli sheyechol anam l'shano to b'uma al yedei shtad nusay. And second of all, she'enu meivin shekol anagoysev shel boi raheim l'tovosay. The two things you're missing here. First of all, your shtadis is not going to change anything, except in the areas where it has power to change. Which is kill mitzvahs avoidus Hashem and limud haTorah to the bechira. And then you can't say, well, it was gezeira that I'm only going to learn half an hour a day. So I'm reading half an hour a day. Good. No, maybe you can learn an hour a day. I don't know if you have to grapple with. Well, everything else, there's nothing you can do to change. And it's not so posh. Yeah, whatever. The big suvilas. What I need Rosh Hashanah to determine my panosah for the year when it's already been determined from Shiva Yom Ebrahim. Lord, Tasha, obviously. Dinim every day that determine what's going to happen to you every day. Why? The Talib is Schut, is the Talib is Kseiras. Let's just learn what's here. That's the first thing he doesn't know. The second thing is no, it's not clear that everything Hashem does is for the good. Ukvar Ramash Shlomo HaMelech HaChokham Al HaInyan HaZeh Ba'omroi. Lokol Zman Va'ez. For every time, and for I don't know what the difference between a zman and a isis, for every object under the shamayim, and then Shlomo Melech goes through 28 different times. Eis leledes, eis lemos, eis lemochome, eis shalom, all these different tekufas. Void omer Shlomo Melech, shafti veroi tachas hashemesh. I sat and I saw under the sun. Kilola kali mameirutz, v'lo li giboirim amilchoma, v'gam lo lechachomim lechem, v'gam lo lenevunim oishe, v'gam lo leyoidim chayim ki eis v'pega yekore is kula. It's all sorted out before. The fast one doesn't always win the race. The strong one doesn't win the war. The wise, clever businessmen with all their tricks and shtickle, and wow, he's such a clever businessman, doesn't always have bread. The ones with deep understanding don't always have wealth. They don't always find favor. It's all worked out. Ki eis for pege yikre es kulon. Vaidama, koelis. That's what Sukkos is all about. Im Oshe Grash v'gezel mishpat v'tzerek tiri b'medina, al titma ala chayfetz, ki doive mi al goive shayme u'gvoyim aleyem. But what I'm saying to the boys, Baruch Moitzes, gzeroso v'lapoyel, hem yoysim idan elomim v'amukim v'elyoinim. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the different ways Hashem brings out his zeiros to fruition, they're way, way beyond and deep and hidden for us to grasp. Who can grasp even a portion of them, and how much more so all of them? Like the heaven is far away from the earth, so is Hashem's ways and whatever, and thoughts far from your ideas and thoughts. You're rochem from understanding anything. You learn Torah, and Torah you can understand everything. You can understand the hunger of the world by learning Torah. A person knows Torah well, you can understand anything. Your Chazanish learned Torah and knew more about medicine than the biggest professors. Because in the Torah, there's everything. And even then, it's rochok mimenu. So those are the seven hakdomas. The seven tanaim in the first hakdoma, and you have to get them clear. If you become familiar with them. Even if you just take the Leif Toib does you a big favor here. He summarizes everything at the beginning of the chapter. So you want to just look at them very quickly at 6-7 lines. You get it all clear very quickly. So you get clear what these things are. You're having an Nisayin, you go back and you say, okay, how does this fit into my Nisayin? How does this work? Where are we holding here? And you check it out. Who are we dealing with? We're dealing with Hashem. They're these seven conditions that Hashem has. Go chazak them and chazak in them. Okay, that's the first hakdama.
Yeah.
20% down. 18 to go. Correct? It was also goes to me. Shiva, you're my gracious. Vagdoma Shenisi. We're into the second of the Hagdomas. The Yodiv Borulov. You have to know this and it has to be clear to you. Shabbosbach Mistakel Alav. Hashem's watching you. Velonelam Mim Viboira Lomaisava Guluman Historim. And nothing's hidden from Hashem, not your hidden actions, not your revealed actions. V'loi manosa tzvayne vanires, and your imuna, where you're holding hidden imuna, your external expressions of imuna, is all known. U'shabori yadei im hu boteich alav b'leif sholem olo. Hashem knows where you're holding in your levels of betochet. K'mo shama kosuv, Hashem yodei machshavos odem kihei ma'ovel. Hashem knows that the thoughts of man are hevel. How do you translate hevel? And fresh air, hevel is hevel piv, the breath that comes out of your mouth. Hevel is fresh air. If you go through Kohelis, you'll see it posh. It's the only way to translate the word from. Vanity or vanity that translates it. What is breath? Hevel is breath. It's all just fresh air. All just the breath of Hashem. The whole, everything is all just fresh air. Well, it doesn't really matter. Whatever works for you, I'm happy. You want to call it hevel, vanity, emptiness, nothingness, what's to do?
It was in Baba Kama, it was the bad air that caused animals to die.
Hevel, that's air. The word hevel is the simple translation of hevel, this air. Yeah, but that's hevel ra. But hevel without the ra. Hevel is hevel. It's air. It can be good, it can be bad. The chod. The plotting, the programming of what's going on in your mind, he understands. You know Hashem, only you know alone what's in the minds of every person. When this becomes clear to the Bala B'tochen, lo nochen mitzido le'atzi b'diburo, chubotach ve'elokim yizborach. It was a very hard. While this is one of the hakdomas, but it's important principle, but while this is one of the hakdomas, I've never really unraveled. I've spent long hours trying to unravel what he means here. He's really telling us that you have to have this clear in order to have betochen. What is it that you have to have clear? Is that you never speak about the betochen that you have. Unless you have full betochen, in your mind, in your heart, and in your inner recesses, it's not nice to speak one thing, and in your heart there's something else going on. That's called the Hebrew word for that. Three-letter word. Sheker. That's called sheker. You talk about what a big bachesed you are, in the meantime, you're the biggest kamtzan in the world. Not nice. spilled chicken. Why is that a 20% of your betochen is built on? Please don't talk about betochen if you're not holding. What's it kashur to a fundamental yesod of betochen? What is it? You have the problem clearly. When a bala betochen becomes clear, then Hashem knows exactly what's going on. Hashem knows exactly what's ticking inside of you, right? He knows. He knows where you're holding. He knows that you're holding, you're an apprentice, level 2 betochen. He knows that. So if you want to really have betochen, if you want to be one of these akdomas, you said that akdomas is bringing us. What do you need these akdomas for? Then your betochen is cholim. And if you don't have this, your betochen is not cholim. It's not kashrut to betochen. It's a kashrut to don't lie. Be honest with yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Stop lying. Why is that an intricate pillar of betochen that you shouldn't talk about levels of betochen you're holding on? What's a kashrut to betochen? That's stubborn. I'm not qualified, right? But if I have this wrong, I don't have any betochen. You can't, betochen doesn't start.
So
you'll make a mistake. What? I don't understand.
You're not really a betochen. You have to know where you are. You have to be real about what you're doing. You're pretending you're distracted.
So what's going on with speaking? Why is it considered to dibu? If you're thinking wrong, it's not a problem. It's only if you speak about it, it's a problem. Read the words. These are all not nice things. You know what's not a nice thing to understand? But what's it doing in the one of the 20% of without this, your betochen doesn't get off the ground? You tell me you don't believe that Hashem is all powerful. I understand your betochen is going to be chalash. Tell me, don't talk about your levels of betochen until you're fully in touch with your level of betochen. Without that, you don't have a talk. Hours and hours with big, big people trying to unravel what this is about. Never came to any serious conclusions.
Oh,
there is very good. So the Pesach Leif gives you a bit of a Pesach. Let's see what he says at the bottom there. Someone who doesn't have a talk in Hashem. We saw that right at the beginning of the Chovis of Avos. Remember? Someone who's not Botach in Hashem, he's Botach in something else. Then Hashem removes his Hashgacha and he leaves him under the Hashgacha of that which he trusts. What the Chovis of Avos said right at the beginning. If somebody says, I trust in Hashem, oh, my betochen, oh, I need yeshli betochen, you see it all the time. Tell somebody you got a panosa problem, he says, Hashem yazor. Yeah? You really my betochen? I told this to somebody once. So give me money. So take a gemach, Hashem yazor, give me the money. I don't have betochen, I need money. You've got betochen, give me the money, and I have betochen, Hashem will give it to you back. Tell this to a certain Rosh Hashim, he wasn't very happy with me. I went to consult him about serious financial problems and he gave me sharing betochen. I told him, you're a big bald betochen. Give me the money. You have betochen, just get it back. If you're such a big bald betochen, Baba, yeah. The most conservative betchil is Shazev, in the name of the Befib, Shubatach Bashem, the Libo and Imoy, Hare Yochil Hashem. I didn't realize that. They throw more curveballs. Sheker, it's a chiddel Hashem. Sheyem ma'priya shechatz v'chiddel ozav Hashem is mi shebatocholov. People look at you and you're a big baal betochen. How do they know? Because you told them. Yeah? And then they see that your life's not so well organized. Things are not so good. And then they say, you see, someone has betochen in Hashem and Hashem abandons them. We still haven't found out why that's the problem in being a baal betochen. So it's a chiddel Hashem. So in the laws of chiddel Hashem, you mustn't do this. In the laws of sheker, you mustn't do this. And we haven't still seen yet in the laws of betochen why it's a problem to betochen. I don't know if it's a chiddel makes you betochen. Good enough. If a person says "Nipotach in Hashem," then you have to be real. Your inner world has to match your external expressions. But Rory Mary Roim she tomid neged einenu. This should be something that's in front of him all the time. Share oimrim anu bepinu. Kamu kamem bem yol shanu boitzim Hashem. We say all the time, we betach in Hashem. Kagon nafshenu chiksel Hashem ki b'shem kotshu betachnu. You're saying it all the time. But that's the tefillah for betochnu in the Shmoneh Esrei. But Lord Nevoish, every day in Shmoneh Esrei, you're saying, because I'm trusting you. Okay, we're saying it in the plural so we can blame the other guys. But yeah, not me. That's the one safety valve you have in Shmoneh Esrei. Doesn't explain what this is doing in Hilchos Betochen. That's all. I can have a level of Betochen. I'm talking about my level of Betochen, which is not real. It's Sheke, it's Chilul Hashem, it's whatever. I don't understand why that's a problem. But talking, the level of talking I have, and I'm not a mouth guard because I'm not speaking where I'm holding. That would apply to chesed. That would apply to anything. You talk about what you're not. You're lying to yourself and to the world. Why that is a pillar of betochen, I don't know. So then say so. So somebody say so. The posset answer is if you're talking about where you're holding, you think you're holding there already and you'll never get there because you think you're there already. So say so. Tagid, tavili meforish achad that says that.
It's circular. Because if it's a fellow Hashem, you're portraying something you're not, because others will say, hey, this guy who is a father, tell him what's happening, you know. You're responsible for someone not being on the line.
100%. That's your art. The same as if you come late to davening on a regular basis and you're the Rav, people are going to come late to davening. Therefore, you're going to be responsible for their virus. Nachon? What's it going to do with Hakdama Shani or Betochen? What's it going to do with? You're right. We understand why it's not a nice thing to talk about what a big Baal Betochen if you're not a Baal Betochen. It's the same as talking if you're very rich and you don't have any money, whatever the lie is. That's the difficulty in the shtickel, the famous Solomon's. Okay, so this is Shabbos. It's a greater minds than yours and mine be pondering this for a while. So hopefully we'll be the ones that are zeichre to bring out the chidush.
We don't have to
be Hashem is Barach, he's stuck in love. It could be, but also again, this could apply anywhere. It's not a sort of that. Because how does he start off this thing? He starts off by saying it's got to be clear that Hashem's watching, he knows everything. There's nothing hidden from him. So now, Hashem knows where you're really holding in Betochen. Correct? He knows you're a blue belt apprentice Betochen guy, yeah? You're the model blue belt karate, whatever, yeah? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, fine. You're a blue belt, yeah? And you're talking and behaving out there like you're a black belt. What does it say about your knowledge, your understanding that Hashem's watching you every minute? If you knew that Hashem was standing next to you, and Hashem knows and you know you're a blue belt, and you're busy telling your buddy you're a black belt, and Hashem's going, what are you talking about? Let's say you and I know something. Poshut, yeah? And you're busy telling him something. I know you're lying. What does it tell you about your appreciation of me being next to you, knowing what's going on? Like a guy who steals when he's standing next to a cop. So he's a mishugah, no, he doesn't believe in cops. So if you're standing next to Hashem and Hashem knows you're a blue belt and you think already you're a black belt, as I say, your appreciation, your awareness that Hashem's watching you all the time. In other words, it's not a siba. The talking about your betochen is not a siba, it's a siman that you're not holding. Because if you know that Hashem's watching you all the time, which is obviously one of the criteria for betochen, then you wouldn't babble about where your level of betochen is. Why is that not such a great answer? It's a fantastic answer, no? Yeah, because that applies to everything, not just betochen. No, then it should have said, you should know that Hashem's watching you all the time and he knows we're holding in everything. Therefore, don't lie. Was it dafka about betochen? It means I know that I'm a blue belt bald stock and I'm talking like a black belt. It's also chasarin in betochen because Hashem's watching you every moment. It's not unique to don't talk about betochen. Talking anything. Forget about the chil Hashem. No, we've answered. I'm not interested in the chil Hashem or lying. I'm interested in what this has to do with ma betochen. Ma menuchas hanefesh and yishuv hadas. The klal, the hagdoma hasheni, is you have to know that Hashem's watching you all the time. How do we know that you know Hashem's watching you all the time? Is you speak the truth because you know that Hashem's standing next to you and you're lying. But ain't Adam Meis bifnei bal chayvo. Because he doesn't lie in front of his bal chayv. So if you lie in front of your bal chayv, you don't believe your bal chayv is in front of you. So the TV says Hashem neti tom, it isn't real. Again, the problem with that is a gewaldic answer. The problem is it's not unique to talking about betochen. It's unique to talking about anything. If you don't know what about chesed you're on, you're not about chesed, it also means you don't have betochen. It doesn't have to be dafka talking about betochen that reflects you don't have betochen. You can be talking about anything that you're not holding and you wouldn't have betochen. Correct, but this is the amud hayesod of betochen. An amud of yesod of betochen is you have to know Hashem's watching you all the time. How do know Hashem's watching you all the time? He never lies. What have to be dafka talking about betochen? It's dafka not talking about betochen that's going to uplift your betochen. Lying about chesed and making a chil Hashem in all the other areas, it's not a nice thing to do, but it's not gonna, it's not one of the hadgomot to betochen. Of course it does. Again, the principle I laid down, what I said was this, if you're talking about a level of betochen you don't have, and you know that Hashem's watching you, you wouldn't talk like that. But that applies to everything, not just talking about betochen. And he says it's dafka about betochen. Anyway, ein kan bokem laharich.